Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Shlach and for Mevarchin Es HaChodesh Tammuz. Could it be Tammuz already? Wow. Bezras Hashem, as we march forward in the year in our attempt to become closer and closer to the Bayrei Olam. Speaking about closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the Parsha, which begins with the Nisayon of the Meraglim, ends with the opportunity of tzitzis. The mitzvah of tzitzis, almost unique in the mitzvahs, an opportunity to show devotion to Hashem. We see those that are very devoted to the Bayrei Olam, who spend much of the time of the day in Avodas Hashem, are more mahadir in mitzvah tzitzis. And when a person, lo aleinu, becomes weaker in his devotion to Hashem, he has a space within halacha to become more Makel, let us say, in mitzvah tzitzis. But mitzvah tzitzis is that mitzvah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, seize upon it according to your sense of devotion to me. The word tzitzis, though, is a very strange word. And Chazal themselves in the Gemara in Menachos mention that the word tzitzis needs some sort of an explanation. Tzitz is a sprout. A yigmal tzitz, is a flower that starts to sprout out from the ground. When it starts to grow from its root, it's called tzitz. There's another word, meitzis min hacharakim, peeking through the cracks. The Ksav HaKabbalah in this week's parasha says that it's related. The language of tzitz, something sprouting out from the ground, is borrowed from the language of someone who's peeking, who's looking slightly. His eyes are closed. If you look carefully, there's a space between the lids, and a little bit of sight is sprouting out. Something is peeking out. It's a lesson of looking and peeking and seeing something. You see the tip, a little bit of his eyes if you look. Just like when a plant starts to grow, you see a little bit of the plant. So meitzitz means a sprouting vision, a vision that peeks and looks out. There are two items of clothing that are named with the word tzitz, and that, of course, is the tzitzis that we wear. And the Kohen Gadol wears a tzitz, tzitzav Torah Roshei. The similarity is this. The tzitz on the Kohen Gadol's forehead is hakel mistaklim, it's made for everything, for everybody to look at. People look at it and see it, and it reminds them of Kodesh LaHashem. So too, tzitzis is made listaka by Risa Maisai. Tzitzis are made to look at. What does it mean to look at the tzitzis? Tzitzis are made, a person should look at it and remind himself of his devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remind himself of the Taryag Mitzvahs, which are hinted at in the tzitzis. But it's only tzitz. Nobody sits there and stares at his tzitzis. A person goes about his business all day and glances at his tzitzis every once in a while. He notices that he has tzitzis. He reminds himself. Whatever he's busy with, there is a devotion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that goes with him wherever he may be. And therefore, the idea of tzitzis is that thing, to take a quick peek at it. And there's more than that. Meitzitz min acharakim is when a father watches his children that are playing. He doesn't want them to know he's watching. So he's meitzitz, he peeks. That's how it's used. He takes a glance without letting them know he's looking. Really, the meitzitz min acharakim is that even though he's just peeking, he is having a meaningful look. It matters to him. Same thing, we're looking at the tzitz and the tzitzis. It might be a quick glance, but it matters to you. It counts. Tzitz is something that sprouts out from the ground. It looks like a little bit of green coming out. The farmer knows it's a big thing. It's going to sprout into, could be into a tree, could be into an almond tree, it could be into wheat. He knows that even though it's a little bit, there's really a lot there. And that's the remnants of the tzitzis. A little bit. I mean, it's a kiyumis. Do I have to? When do I have to? How much do I have to? I play ball. I don't play ball. You can have all kinds of excuses. That's fine. But you should know. If you appreciate it, it's tzitzits. It's the thing that's peeking out. And you take a look at it, and you remember. I should add, we were learning Menachos this year in Shul on Shabbos. We bumped into the sheet of some Rishonim, I think the Bahag among them, that looking at your tzitzis is a mitzvah saseh, a re'isem ha'isai. And she says, a mitzvah saseh, to look at the tzitzis, not just to look at them, but to be reminded, zechartem, and to remember all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a thought regarding the tzitzis. I'd like to go back and talk about a thought klali in people's behavior. It's connected to the Meraglim, but it's more than that. It's an independent idea. We here in Yeshiva spend Pesach Zman learning Perek Lo Yachbar, which is the second Perek above Abarsa. The second Perek above Abarsa is about neighbors who have competing interests. One neighbor has bees, and one neighbor has mustard seeds, and bees destroy the mustard plants, and the mustard plants destroy the bees. One neighbor has a tree, and one neighbor has a pit, and the roots of the tree destroy the pit. That's what the parak is about. The chapter is about neighbors, one neighbor making a lot of noise, and the other neighbor wants to go to sleep. While I'm not getting into the individual halachis, there is a general rule in the whole parak that Rabbi Yossi's shita is, Rabbi Yossi's opinion is, ala nizik lahachik asatzmai. That it's not always the job of the mazik to remove that which is causing damage to his neighbor. Ala nizik lahachik asatzmai. In many of the cases, Rabbi Yossi says, let your neighbor do what he wants in his house, and you take care of yourself, that you shouldn't be damaged. Your neighbor has a tree, the roots are going to come into your water pit. Move your water pit, fill it up, and dig it a little further away. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. Ala nizik laharchik asasmai. Now, why it should be that way is not our discussion here today. What I want to point out is a realization that I had in learning this parak. In Pirkei Avos, in Parak Beis Mishnah Tes, Eze derech tov yishyava leis adam. It talks about the, so to speak, mida tayva, the derech tayva that a person should choose. And there's a man d'yomer who says, shachin tayv, a good neighbor. That man d'yomer is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Omer, the same Rabbi Yossi. He says, shachin tayv, a good neighbor. Simple pshat, shachin tayv means wherever you move, find good neighbors. That makes sense, certainly. Rabbi Niyaina, though, says a different pshat. Shachin tayv, he says, means be a good neighbor. Be a neighbor who gets along with the people around him, with the neighbors around him. Have love for everyone around you. And if you'll be a good neighbor, then you'll be happier. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, Yehei Ba'atzmai Shachin Tov Al-Kol Shcheinav. You should be a good neighbor to all your neighbors. V'acher Yosei Tov V'ayev Neman L'chamisha B'dei Adam Yishmeina. If you'll be a good friend to five, Rabbeinu Yonah says, maybe there are eight neighbors. He's going to start to love everybody. Meaning to say, significantly, that Shachin Tov means be a good neighbor. Be a good neighbor. It fits well with Ala Nizik Laharchik Asatzmai. He says, somebody is doing something that bothers you. He's making noise. He's planting a tree. It gets in your way. Be a Shachin Tov. Nobody likes a complainer. Be a person who's easy to get along with. Sometimes it's challenging. You have neighbors that are challenging. Don't do it for him. Do it for you. Do it for you. You be an oyhev. You be someone who has love for others. Avraham Avinu was told, lech lecha me'artzecha, travel. And Hashem promised him, v'avarcha, v'agad l'shemecha, v'eyei bracha. Many different promises. Lo'izu afsu, an increasing chashivas. The most chashiv blessing is the Hayei Bracha. What? That you're going to be a source of bracha for everybody around you. Everybody around you is going to have bracha from you. So, Rabbi Yossi, be a Shachin Tov. It's not possible that Tov will come out from a behavior of complaining. Of complaining about your enemies. It's not going to work. You want Tov to come out? Swallow it and move on. and move on. And Bezus Hashem, Allah Nizik, that fear, I have to be married. Guess what? Fear, Shmir, it's smart. That's it. Your neighbor's son is learning to play the drums. Learn him to play the drums. Are you on a full asleep? He's practicing at 11 o'clock at night. The answer is, so you go to Mishmer, and then you come back. He'll already be finished playing. Not so bad. Afterwards, you'll thank him for having you go to Mishmer. It's a serious thing. A person who can swallow and not complain about the neighbors and friends around him, his relatives who get on his nerves, he's a shachan type. Eizet derech sheyavah bayadim. That's of all the paths, Rabbi Yossi says, that's the path to choose. Yivater v'yarchik atzmai. Swallow it. Accept it, and you move away. You distance yourself. It's a lesson. It's a lesson that a person has to have. I mentioned in previous years that in Atar Lamelech, Rav Palm writes, the sin of the Meraglim was not just the lack of emuna, which it says in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Yan Lehen Lo Yaminu Bi. They didn't trust me. What'd they say? Kichazako Mimenu. The Meraglim said that they're too strong, lack of emuna. Dr. Palm, but David HaMelech tells us, V'yimasu be'eretz chemda. The source of their lack of emuna was a lack of love for Eretz Yisrael. When you love, if they had loved Eretz Yisrael, nothing would be too hard. And that's Rabbi Yossi's lesson. Be an oyev abrius. And nothing will be too hard. He'll play the drums, fine. You'll manage. There's a tree coming into your pit, you're fine, you'll manage. People complain, my neighbor's tree is growing over my sukkah. I can't have a sukkah. Guess what the halacha is? The halacha is your neighbor doesn't have to cut it down. We pass on the Rabbi Yossi, Allah Nizik, you have to pay to cut those branches that are in your property, coming from his tree, but in your property. You got to pay to cut them down. You say it's not fair? Guess what? Think again. Take the attitude. My neighbor has a tree. The branches come over my property. I'll take care of it. I want to get along with him. I won't complain to him. Ah, what a happy life. Not complaining, not kvetching. Good for your blood pressure, too. And with that, I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful Parshas Shelach. Good Shabbos to all.